The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Piece of music, and I have no idea where it came from. It's great, and I wish I knew the composer's name. I would give a tip of the hat to the composer. It probably has a lot of other good stuff. But people wrote in and said, not a lot, but some, they said, it's a little heavy, isn't it? Well, we sure grew into it, that's for sure. Let's go to, let's roll the dice. South Dakota comes up. That means Dean Henderson. Are you there, Dean?
Yeah, Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, I'm still here. Thanks for asking. I think I'm doing better than, should we call her Krusty Noam or still Christy?
It's getting bad.
I mean, she... Yeah, wait, what's the deal here?
Deal is, so we had a representative here in town, State Rep Scott Odenbach, and he co-sponsored a bill to prohibit vaccine mandates by private businesses. Yeah. And she's waffling about this, and she says, well, no, she just can't tell businesses what to do, and whether it comes from the right or the left, it's just always wrong. But here's the deal. Denny Sanford over there, the pedophile in Sioux Falls, most powerful man in this state, the guy that's doing the tunnel from Lee to Chicago and with the CERN type stuff going on, he's got a big hospital chain, and he's wanting to get all of his medical personnel vaccinated. And so I'm sure she got a call from him, because she always does. And yeah, she's, I don't know. This is, you know, I mean, I get the philosophical things she's talking about there, but you know, this isn't a case where they're telling people what to do that go to work for them, but they have no right to tell them what to do.
No, I don't know.
You know,
I don't know who's controlling her, or maybe no one's controlling her. Maybe she's just a maverick. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either. I don't know. She's real ideological. So she's arguing this on ideological grounds. And it's not the time for ideology. It's time for common sense. But there's not much of that.
Absolutely. It's time for the American Constitution and common sense and linear logical thinking. And that's out the door. All of it.
Yeah.
You know that... the thing in Australia where they literally took 24,000 children away from their homes put them in that sports arena and then force vaccinated them? You heard that, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear? All right, well they're admitting now that three of the children, if this is what they're admitting, you can probably multiply it by 5 or 10. They're admitting that three children died and one is still in a coma after the death shots. So it's probably 20, 25 kids executed, or is this a satanic sacrifice? I don't know.
Right. Both.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's getting nutty over there. I got a friend
terrible.
In Russia, in Perth, who are racing once in a while, and what's amazing is kind of how they're not going through that at all in Perth.
They've taken the state of Victoria, and they literally, I think, have turned it into a global. They're beta testing.
Yeah.
They're seeing how far they can push people before they're going to explode and push back. I really believe that. And when you see the way the police act in those videos, it's like they're not the same species of human being. Mm-hmm. They're not. It's Stasi, but it's worse. They remind me of a white westernized ISIS.
Right.
Crazy sons of bitches.
That's because the same people pay those.
Isn't that
people.
The truth? Yeah.
I mean, I had an interview about a week ago, and I said, wait and see what happens. There's going to be a bomb at the Kabul airport, ISIS. And it'll be British intelligence, and they're trying to get us to stay in Afghanistan to protect the Crown's opium traffic. And sure enough, it happened. And it happened at Abbey Gate and right across the street at Barron House. And they said, British Special Forces operations used to be, they said they were based out of Barron House until just recently. They had just moved out. So that's the way of the... That's the media angle where you blow up a British thing, and so your mind, they take your mind as far away as possible from the possibility that the British intelligence was involved. Perfect. And they were gone. They were gone. And I'm sure they had good insurance, so they didn't lose nothing. And very interesting. But that's what it is to me, and that's who's paying these cops in Australia, too. The same people are paying them. I mean, you know,
well, if you saw the picture of ISIS. I don't know, there were three or four rows of them, maybe 25 men deep, and they were all uniformly dressed. Just, they have their same attire, and in the background they're holding up their same black flags with the squiggle writing on it. And it's just, they came out of nowhere, fully dressed, armed, all the same, and like a well-drilled, corps of military. And that's what they are. So,
Special Forces, you know. Yeah, and that's what it's about. And also, again, another attack on the United States, on our just our morale and just our status in the world, you know, if nothing else.
Sure.
So you knew it was going to happen, and you know, it's just a matter. I mean, Afghanistan is such a interesting study in this whole thing because most people don't know the history. And 1979, they had a revolution. And Tariki was the prime minister after that, and he was a socialist, and they took the power away from the king. They deposed the king, you know, King Zahir Shah. There's that Shah bloodline, and they deposed them, and they allowed girls to go to school, and they, you know, opened a bunch of universities, did land reform, and you know, gave people chunks of land and a lot of good stuff, and. There was old Zygmunt Brzezinski, Carter's national security advisor, who basically had this big idea to start the Mujahideen. And in Peshawar, Pakistan, the CIA sent them in, and first thing they did was plant poppies in Afghanistan. And it was Bin Laden that trained a lot of these Mujahideen at the coast camp in Pakistan. And Bin Laden was an emissary for the Saudi government because the Saudis were funding the whole thing, and they still fund the Taliban. and it's still fun. The UAE
who,
is still fun.
Dean, just for kicks, I'll say this just rhetorically. Who created the entire Saudi kingdom and the royal family? It was Zionists. Did the whole thing. People don't know that.
They don't know that. Yeah. 1922 Treaty of Jeddah. But a few years after they created Israel with the Balfour Declaration, the same crown created Israel. Yeah. So, and those countries they're just working for the interests of the crown. So then Tariqi, anyway, they attacked Tariqi with the Mujahideen and they attacked the revolution because they're kind of revolutionaries always. And this is when they really started ramping up their efforts to use these Islamists against mainly socialist governments like Bashar Assad in Syria, like Saddam Hussein in Iraq.
Don't forget Muammar.
Gaddafi, exactly. These Islamists against him for years out of Chad mainly. And finally now this president of Chad is being drugged before, the African Union drug, throw him in jail, basically, finally, for all the war crimes he committed. But Chad is basically wholly owned by ExxonMobil, and they would train these guys in Chad and send them after Gaddafi. And then in Iran, the 79 revolution there, the very same year there was a revolution there, and that was the two-day party, and it was the Fayyadin party, and those are both, again, left-wing socialist parties. They assassinated an ExxonMobil executive in southern Iran and started a revolution. And so instead of letting those guys take power, the CIA and the British intelligence got behind the Islamists, Ayatollahs, and they flew in Ayatollah Khomeini to take power. But this is what people don't understand. The Islamists, like the Taliban, the Mujahideen, the Khomeinis, all these crazy Islamists are creations of the Aga Khan Foundation and British intelligence and the Crown. And they're designed to go after the socialists, leftist governments of the world who don't, who nationalize their oil companies, who don't allow U.S. corporations to come in and just, profit off their people. And that was the plan, and that's still the plan. They did it in Indonesia with the Sukarno government in 64, used a bunch of Islamists to run him out. And they've done this over and over and over, and they're still doing it. And it's not, if you just know your history, if you understand this, you'll understand what's going on in Afghanistan. And, sure, it's fine for these people to have the Taliban in charge, have Mujahideen in charge. They'd much rather have that than some government like the Tariqi government. So, it's like, on the other hand, Karzai, the first guy, the first puppet we put in, we didn't even the airport after. What was he? He was a Unocal oil executive.
I know.
It was in Kandahar where the pipeline goes right through because they're running a pipeline from the Central Asian countries. That's like, especially Kazakhstan is like a gas republic full of natural gas. So they ran a pipeline all the way to Port of Karachi and Pakistan right through Kandahar. Very same year they got that pipeline rolling is when the Taliban was started. So big oil had a big part in that too, in the creation of Taliban. The Pakistani intelligence had a huge part in the creation of the Taliban. So yeah, it just kills me to watch the media and they're all like, yeah, Joe did it wrong and yeah, we should stay or we should go or we shouldn't get out.
Whatever. Joe is not
but
a
nobody
factor.
Nobody wants to talk about the history. Nobody, who cares? Nobody wants, it was designed to fail. It was always designed to fail. And to them, it doesn't matter. You can have a Karzai puppet or this latest guy, Ghani, he take $300 million with him on the way out. But it's just all the heroin oligarchs, and the oil oligarchs. And that was why they first went after the Taliban was because they started burning warehouses full of opium in 2000. It had nothing to do with 9/11. They went after them because the opium routes, which is controlled by all these oligarchs in Pakistan, this executive with Pujol, I can't remember his name, but he's supposedly in charge of the whole thing. And the king and all these henchmen and the Haqqani network and all these people worked with him. And then, who's running the transitional government in Qatar right now? Well, it's Hamid Karzai and Gulbuddin Hekmatyar. And Hekmatyar was the CIA's poster boy, opium boy for decades. And this is like the CIA's go-to guy in Afghanistan. So, it doesn't really matter. It's all just a kind of a movie. I mean, they didn't cover Afghanistan for 20 years in the news, and now all of a sudden it's just all Afghanistan all the time. And And it's just another, they're just trying to project, I think, American weakness is what they're trying to do. It's just like the COVID attack on this country by the crown. It's the same thing here. It's another attack by the crown on America.
Yes, yes,
saying,
it's part.
You're not the superpower anymore. You know,
no.
We're going to China.
No.
You know?
No, think of this as a globalist elite enterprise, and for whatever reasons, they got to the point where they decided it was time to take everything down and start it over again. So they pulled, imagine, grabbing an electric cord and pulling the plug out of the wall. That's what they did to the United States. They pulled the plug on us, and we're starting to implode. Wait till you see blackouts coming, food lines, food riots, more violence than you will imagine. It's all coming. This country is being taken down. Not the only one.
Yeah.
Western, white, Christian civilization, as it were, as it was, is being taken down.
Yeah.
The Brits are going to have... the more I think about it, the more I think the Deagle.com projections are probably reasonably accurate. The Brits are going to end up with 14 million people in the next 3 years out of 70. So they just want a feudal middle. It'll all be high tech, but they'll just have their high tech feudal slaves over their big domain, and that's what they're going to do.
That's right, and it has nothing to do with religion or race or anything.
No.
All it is the fact that Western countries they got affluent, they got a large middle class, they got a huge entrepreneurial class, especially America. And that's the competition to the crown. And Rockefeller said competition is a sin and meant it. And they don't like competition. So they've done this over and over. They did it to Germany, World War I, World War II, took them down. Because, you know, Mercedes and, you know, that... They
were starting to walk away from the world. They would have walked away. They were so advanced.
They were so advanced, exactly. And this is what I see here. It's just, it's like time to take down the competition. And that's what this crown has done throughout history. No matter where they go, they always take out the competition, the entrepreneur class. They steal their inventions, and they want a huge just underclass of people, and they don't care if they give them welfare. That's fine. It's a pittance for them just to write them a check every once in a while, and then just the oligarchs at the top. And that's what we're going to. So they had to take out the white Christian Western countries. Simply by the fact that we are the most affluent. And I think that's what it's all about.
That's right.
What all this is all about. And now they're going to hide behind China because Lord Mark Malik Brown and Jeffrey Patty, you know, and these guys that sit on the Queen's Privy Council and are members of the Pilgrim Society and run the Open Society Foundation now because Soros stepped down. And, you know, he's second in charge at the WTO. And owns, you know, the chairman of Dominion and Diebold and all these voting machine fraud companies. I mean, just so powerful right now and in the shadows, and nobody knows their names even. And these are the guys that are running this whole PSYOP, and it's a big one. And then you got the Welcome Leap.
Right.
You know, we're talking about this Welcome Leap, Regina Dugan. Yeah. Well, the Welcome Trust is the biggest medical research charity in the world. It's a crown charity. The Purbright Institute's the second biggest, and that was, you know, that's Sir James Purbright, who was a founding member of the Pilgrim Society when they launched it in 1908. Fauci's grandfather's was last name was Abyss, which is interesting, but he was also a founding member of the Pilgrim Society. So Fauci's a crown agent by bloodline, long history. Gates' grandfather Maxwell, another founding member of the Pilgrim Society. You start tying it all together, and it's the crown. It's the Pilgrim Society. It's a business roundtable, Cease the Roads, and that's just what it is. And Bill Gates is like a red herring, you know, and this kind of thing, because it's way bigger than that. And even though they have funded Event 201, and everybody knows it, they won't talk about it. They'll just talk about Bill Gates, on, ad nauseum. And I'm sick of talking about Gates, because he's just a puke. He's an underling. The same as talking about Biden or Trump. They're just underlings. Who cares? I mean, there's so...
I like that. Did you use the word puke?
Yeah, he's a puke.
That's perfect.
Yeah, is that a good one?
No, that's perfect. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah,
did you see I want to invite everybody to look at the top art illustrations. David D's piece. I upgraded it updated it is the correct word. It's at the top of the homepage, and it's really worth a look. It's worth a look. Good one. Yeah, pukes. Pukes everywhere. Liars and pukes. That's what they are. God, have you ever seen more lying? Have you ever imagined you'd see more lying? Everything's a lie now, to one degree or another. Lies, lies, and more lies.
and it's like it's acceptable because even people around you, they just lie. They just make things up like fairy tales and just act like
even people around you. It doesn't matter because they monkey see, monkey do, and they're not so dumb they can't see it.
Into the Luciferian cult, invert reality. And now it's like cool. I think it's cool to lie now. It seems like sure it is.
Hey, that's not far off the mark. I'm cool. I'm in. I'm front. I'm cutting edge here. I'm a liar. That's what people do.
Yeah, it's just bizarre. But you know that's what's going on, and it's definitely satanic and demonic and all that stuff. And
please keep using those words. Never stop using those words. It is satanic. It is demonic. There are people who are possessed, but there are people also who are stark raving demons, and there's no doubt about it. Did you ever see that? I'm sure you did. That picture, alleged picture of Klaus Schwab walking on the beach. Does that ring a bell? All right, if I can find that picture, it's disgusting. I mean, he's horrible. I'll see if I can find it.
He supposedly has the spear of destiny now, which, you know, that was the spear that
the Longinus spear of destiny. He has it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Is that, you know, that Habsburgs keep that in their castle in Austria, and and they gave it to Hitler. And during his rampage, and now I've heard they've given it to Klaus Schwab because he's, I guess, the ringleader of the COVID scam. I don't know.
Well,
something else.
I'm sure they're drinking it up and having a grand time with that sitting. They'll probably put it right in the middle of the table, laugh it up. Sickening. All right. Yeah. Hold on a minute, Dean. We'll be right back. Talking with Dean Henderson and the great state of South Dakota. How much more activity are you seeing there, people moving into South Dakota from outlying areas and states? Is there still an influx?
Yeah, I think so. I think it slowed down a little bit. People kind of made their move, but there's still some. The rally in Sturgis was real busy the first 4 days probably, and then it really tapered off, and that seems like pretty normal tourism. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it kind of always does that a little bit, but yeah, it was really a sharp drop this year. I don't know if it was the whole Delta thing, the COVID thing, had people freaked out or what it was, but they seemed like that the last half of it just wasn't but it's still, I mean, it was a lot of people here because of the first 4 days was just crazy. And I'm sure the numbers are going up here, and I'm sure, you know, they're going to grow about that and stuff. But fact is, we've been getting a lot of smoke from the fires, you know, out your way, especially from California.
I can't see the mountains still right now. I'm looking out.
There you go.
I can see the near ones, but not the far.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See about 3 miles away.
That's not going to do people's lungs very good, and
no.
So it just makes you wonder, like, who's starting these fires and why are they doing it? And is it related to, people having lung problems? Otherwise, COVID, I guess. But who knows? But I don't know. I mean, there's some people still moving in here, I think, too. You know, definitely, and checking it out and stuff. But it was definitely more intense, I think, last winter and in the spring, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. See what happens this winter, you know. The cold might scare.
Don't give up hope, because Krispy Kreme has doubled their free donut deal if you get your vax. You get two
right?
Krispy Kreme donuts now if you get the kill shot. What's your life worth?
Yeah,
a couple of donuts.
Yeah, out here on the res, they're trying to butter up the Indians, you know, because I think 25% of the Indians are vaxxed here, you know. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't know it if you heard it from their leaders, because they're a bunch of stooges that, you know, just like they've always been. But they're doing this $30 gift card or a backpack and,
come on,
you know, all this stuff on the res.
A backpack.
It's like $30 or a backpack, really. But it's Rural America Initiative is just the group doing it, so... I'm sure it's just another front for the Gates Crown people. I need to check who that is, but I know who it is. They don't have to really check, but yeah, they're throwing out everything they got. And my eyes kind of on Israel right now, because you know you got Israel with 80% people vaccinated, uh-huh, and they're having this nasty third wave, and it's, you know, I mean, at what point in this country? Or anywhere, are they just going to say, wait a minute, the vaccines aren't working or whatever, or this isn't it?
Well, I think they're saying it. I think a lot of people, maybe a third of the people are saying it, but they have no platform on the mainstream media to let us know or other people know that they are saying it. So they're shut out.
Yeah, exactly right. But it is. It's a solid 30%. And, you know, and it's so it's just what's going on. And, I mean, I just think a lot of what's going on is still, I'm convinced it's this fourth industrial revolution, this 5G, 6G transition, mm-hmm, and the shock that's delivered to people's systems when you just throw all this electromagnetic energy in the atmosphere. And
the latest is, and what we're looking at very carefully is the very strong possibility that graphene oxide, which is certainly a large portion of the injection, and also probably being dumped on us through chemtrails and maybe even food, we don't know. We've got graphene oxide in us, certainly the vaxxed do. And we think that the EMF pulses are actually turning the graphene oxide into an ionizing radioactive source. Call it radiation, mm-hmm, because the injuries that the vaxxed are suffering are absolutely identical to radioactive poisoning. They're the same. And so you get somebody shot up with graphene oxide, you start pumping up that 5G, whatever gigahertz it is, and you can apparently turn it into that kind of a medium. That's what we think currently. So would explain why the injuries to a lot of people are exactly as if they've been exposed to radiation. They are being exposed.
Right.
They're being cooked from the inside out.
Yeah, that's right. And I think at some level the people are being turned into antennas too for transmission.
Oh, already? Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And that,
oh, well, the Russians claim that they. Hmm? Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm just gonna say I think that's the most important thing to them that they're doing with the vaccinations, because if you put all these antennas for 5G, which are very short millimeter wave, right, it doesn't go very far, so you know, if you put all these antennas everywhere, it's just going to be so annoying.
Well,
it's so
correct.
Better yet, just have people walking around and they're vaccinated and they're just basically antennas.
Transceivers. They'll receive and they'll send.
Go ahead about Russia. I want to hear this.
Yeah, all right. Here's the other side of that coin real quick. I believe that all cell phones, especially iPhone 12s and the new ones, which have the 5G antennas in them. I have an iPhone 11, which I don't use, but that does not have a 5G antenna in it. I think all of them are going to be used as matter-of-fact repeaters. They'll be everywhere. They don't need to have millimeter waves transmitters everywhere. They can just use everybody's cell phone. They're on, and they're repeaters. They're picking
that's
up,
right,
and they're sending it right out. So that's, think of the grid they could create with that. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Now, the Russians allegedly, go on, you finish.
No, you go ahead. I want to hear the Russians.
Okay.
I'm curious.
The Russians apparently got, was it, I don't remember which vax. I'll guess Moderna, but one of the others. And they claim they found in it a nanotech transceiver, transmitter receiver. They said that that's what it does. It had, I want to say, diodes in it. I think I got the word right. They have a couple of diodes, and it acted exactly like a transmitter receiver. And that went right through the needle. I mean, the nano is so small, it's ridiculous. So don't even think about it having trouble navigating a needle. It doesn't. Not at all.
Yeah, I really think that's the main thing, that whole thing, this whole COVID operation, and that's what it is. It's an operation. But the whole thing, that's what it has to do with it. Let's get people, many people as we can, vaccinated, because we need to use them as antennas, because they looked at the 5G and they're like, holy shit, this is going to cost us a lot of money, putting up all these towers, putting up all this stuff. They're like, well, why don't we just do it like this? And I really think it has nothing to do with the virus, has nothing to do with anything. It has to do with how to get to the fourth industrial revolution without, you know, basically, you know, going broke.
Sure.
If you're a telecom.
Sure.
And this is the cheapest way to do it. And so I bet you there is a transceiver there. And guess what? If you're being used as an antenna and your transceiver, then guess what? I mean, you can also receive a signal. In other words, you could be mind controlled. You can also send a signal.
Oh,
in other words,
people
will know what mood you're in. They will know what, you know, everything about you all the time. So, of course, that matters. So in a very real sense, you know, John Trudell used to say, you know, they're mining you. They're mining you, you know, inside. And
mining.
He's so bad this time.
Yeah.
And then more recently, what was the guy? Ronald Bernard, the guy that went public. He was Illuminati.
Roland. And I think it was Roland Bernard. But yes,
Roland
Bernard.
Yeah. Anyway, he said the Masonic project is to turn us all into batteries. Literally. And if you think about that, you know, that's what we're looking at. I mean, your body heat could literally be charging up a charging station for LiDAR-run cars, you know, for real. And you know, your energy in your body could literally be harvested to run the grid. You are the grid. You've become the grid. And the cloud is the grid. The cloud's the new grid, you know. There's not going to be power lines. There's not, you know, this is what they're dreaming of anyway. Whether or not they ever get there, you know, that's a whole other story. Because I think, honestly, these people are so stupid. I mean, you look at how many cars and Teslas are crashing now, and, you know, it's just not working out too good, actually. And so will they ever get
crash?
There? I don't know, but this is their idea.
You know? They burn for hours.
Yeah.
This is batteries.
Yeah.
Is it, we're not.
By the way,
I don't want to offend anybody who has an electric car, but I don't think we're ready. I don't think they're needed. I think we can continue to work with our traditional piston engines and do just fine with petroleum fuel that could be further cleaned up. No problem. It's just this whole electric thing, the pollution, the environmental damage from the batteries that they throw out is off the charts, and nobody talks about it.
Not to mention all the rare earth metals being mined, mostly in the Congo right now, where there's been a civil war for 20 years, and that's why. And like 6 million people have died, worse than Pol Pot, you know, worse, but no news, no reporting of it. Not to mention who's going to charge the charging stations. You know, how are you going to power those? Oh, a bunch of coal-fired power plants, that's how. So it's just like they didn't think about it, or they don't care. I think mostly they don't care, but it's all about greenwashing and everything, you know, and making it look like it's this progress. Mm-hmm. It's this cleaning up the environment. That's what they have this global warming, climate change thing in the background all the time, because it's a cover. I mean, they don't give a damn about global warming or climate change or polluting the planet. That's all they've done for centuries. Why would they change their tune? And that's the whole point. They're not changing their tune. This new technology that they're touting is no cleaner than the old technology. You go back and go for a three-cylinder engine, which they used to make a lot of three-cylinder cars, and those things will get 60 miles a gallon easy. And all you got to do is mandate that, you know, car companies get your stuff up to 45, 50 miles a gallon, and they can do it. I mean, the Volkswagen Rabbit diesel would have been like the mid-80s they were making.
The little boxy one that they made?
Yeah, little boxy ones. They've got like 60 miles a gallon, three-cylinder diesel. They don't even make them anymore. Ford quit making passenger cars this year,
right,
or last year.
Yanmar is a diesel. It's an engine company in I guess mm-hmm. Japan or Korea. Anyway, Yanmar. I think it's Japan. Mm-hmm. Yanmar three-cylinder diesels are in all John Deere, for example, subcompact tractors, and they are awesome engines. They run and run mm-hmm. and run and mm-hmm. run and run. I've got two of them, and they never stop. They never complain. They never argue. They are great engines. Yanmar diesel.
Nice.
So let me give you.
That's what they need to focus on if they're serious about cleaning up stuff. I mean, not this electric stuff, because, and not to mention just the radio waves just flying around and killing birds and killing bees and killing people, and you know it's just a nightmare, and it's no cleaner. That's the whole thing. This whole thing's being sold under the guise that it's just somehow it's good for the environment, and they do this all the time. They do this all the time. I mean, this is what they do. They lie to us and they tell us how they're going to make things better, and then they make things worse. And that's what they do. And like I said, and I think a lot of it's just this Wetiko kind of crazy mind. I mean, they're just so stuck inside of their own intellect that they can't even see the forest for the trees anymore. They can't even see that they're lying, and they can't even see that everything they're telling you, a lot of them, they don't even know it's a lie because, they're so wrapped up in this cult. It's like a cult. And it's really the Wetiko. It's so, and at the lower levels of all this stuff, doctors, and I mean, they don't know that they're out to depopulate 90% of us. They don't know that. They don't know what's going on at the crown level. They're just worker bees, and they're gung-ho, and they want to get their paycheck, and they're crazy. They're batshit crazy. I mean, people are getting crazier and crazier all the time, and it has to do with the internet and the screen time.
It also has to do with the vax.
Exactly. And that's going to put a lot of them just right over the top. And then you're just going to have this society where, it'll be like an idiocracy where it's already kind of like that, where the kind of dumbest people rise to the top. And this will be like the insane people rise to the top. I mean, people who used to just put in homes, and just kind of try to help.
That's true.
And that's all these little nerds. You think about Gage, think about Musk, think about Bezos, and these Rocket Man people. It's like, wow, we patted these little nerds on the head because we felt bad for them. We sort of patronized them and said, oh, no, you're okay. We should have done that. We should have kicked their ass and just told them they were losers right out the gate, because now they're running everything. And, we made a mistake, but that's that kind of liberal, we got to help these people. Well, we should have done it.
Help them to their demise.
We enabled them. Yeah, we're still enabling them. And that's this whole culture now, just enables kind of the feeble-minded people to get the furthest. And it really is insane. So it's not going to end well.
No, I'm sorry. Here is a three-year-old speech. This is a little excerpt. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but if you have, it's worth hearing again. This is Dr. Charles Morgan at West Point 3 years ago. Listen carefully.
Is actually having one animal learn something and seeing and recording that activity and put it into the sensory cortex of the second animal, and that animal acquires the knowledge. From the human drone technology standpoint, you can attach the human brain to another human brain, you can direct motor activity, or you can send communication and information. Dr. Ventner's work is, my view, the equivalent of the development of nuclear weapons when you realize that he created life in a cell. He programmed yeast cells to produce anything he wanted. These can be inserted into you through the hypospray needles. You put in a specific gene slicing, you program what you like, you put it in the cell, and it can reproduce and make as much as you like. It sends a signal and tells which portion of the DNA should unwrap, unfold, and produce a product. Related to this is an idea called DREADs. These are designer receptors that can be remotely controlled. You can create a cell, you can put it somewhere in the body, and you can remotely activate it. So you have the capacity to create any product. As long as you know the DNA sequence, you can insert it into a living system, and you can remotely control it. It may affect the way you think, the way you act. So once you know that the technology is there to edit, splice, and program a cell, and the technology currently exists to administer it to somebody and have it go park anywhere you program it to go park, proliferate, and do its function, you can have things activated in other people's brains. Just people have figured out how to hide imagery in the DNA of bacteria. You can have the information reproduced in a string form as a form of a protein. The new way to hide information is going to be in DNA. This is the first experiment showing what imagery you can hide in bacteria. This is the latest. It's a GIF file. Well, this is what the Chinese are doing with DNA. Merging DNA systems with quantum computing will be really quite an amazing and both lethal threat. The next thing I wanted to mention to you is memory. Can we erase memory? Can we modify memory? Can we change memory? The short answer is yes.
There you go. That was 3 years ago. And that was just what he was green-lighted to disclose. So they can take a yeast cell, program it to literally create anything, any substance from gasoline to rocket fuel. It doesn't matter. They can get it to create anything you want just by adjusting the DNA. They can put memories in your mind remotely that you never experienced. They can take memories out of your mind remotely that are no longer part of your memory. We're there. We're there. And that's why I know they're doing something to keep people tranquil. I know it. Yeah, I don't know what, but I know they are.
It's voice to skull technology over the horizon. People don't know what's happening. Oh, the vaccine's good. Get a vaccine. I mean, it's happening. And these are mad scientists. And this is what makes the Luciferians, whether they know it or not, because they're playing God. It's just that simple. You know, they're not grateful for what they have. They don't appreciate the world the way it is. And so they have to make it into this living hell because they're so clever and they're just so clueless. They're Wetiko. They're crazy. They're nuts. And this is stuff that's just off limits. You know, any normal person would just say, no, we can't do this. This is insane. This is young Frankenstein, old Frankenstein, medium Frankenstein, whatever. This is crazy. But this is what's going on. These are the people that are in charge of DARPA, of Wellcome Trust, of all these powerful organizations, Gavi, everything. And they literally, they don't care. They just see us as these lumps, these molten lumps of material. You know, we're the commodity now. You know, they're done gold mining. They're done with oil, most part. They're going to other stuff, and they're going to you. You're the new commodity. You're the new tradable commodity. You know, wouldn't be surprised if after enough people get vaccinated, you could be trademarked. You could be, your body could be like patented. You could be.
Well, that's already a fact. You are a changed genetic material now in their eyes, and there is the Supreme Court held it up. They upheld it. You are patentable. You are owned by your maker. And it ain't the man upstairs or the woman.
Right. This is how insane it is. And this is feudalism. This is the most extreme form of capitalism the world's ever seen, including the Middle Ages, which was pretty bad. But they didn't have the technology to do these kinds of things, so they didn't do it. But as soon as they had the technology, here we are. And so most important thing still to me is identifying the perps. And we just got to keep hammering on this crown thing because it's every time something else comes out, there's just more and more connections that disconnect us all to the crown.
Correct.
The collective crown, the kings and queens of the world. That's what I'm talking about. Including Zahir Shah in Afghanistan, he's one of them, including the Saud family in Saudi Arabia, they're part of it, including any bloodline, titled person, because titles are, that's their thing. And they really do think they have the special blood, the Sangreal, the Holy Grail. It's purple, it's RH negative, it is different. They're probably, they're Nephilim in my book. What I've come to, they're not human. And so they treat us like, they don't have a notion of spirit. They want to turn you into what they are, which is a calculator, an algorithm, an AI. I mean, they don't want you to have a soul. They don't want you to have a heart chakra. They don't want you to have empathy. They just want you to operate in your intellect, which is really a tiny part of who you are. And they don't know that because they're too stupid. But that's what they want to turn you into. And that's synonymous with AI. It's synonymous with alien. It's synonymous with Wachito. It's synonymous with all its dark stuff. So it's the cult, and it's open for membership. And the membership numbers are going up in droves. And all we can do is just hold the pole. That's what George Green told me to do, and that's what I'm still doing.
Well, you're doing damn well at it. Here, a quickie.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to a nice fellow today. I know him. Professional, plumber, electrician type. He said he's absolutely against the vaccine. He said, but you know, I watch TV, and they keep playing all these commercials, telling me that it's okay. It's okay. Don't be afraid. And if you are afraid, you're not being rational. There's something wrong with you if you're a denier or an anti-vaxxer or a hesitator. And he said, you know, actually, I'm not going to get it, but I can see how they're pushing people over with this crap. It gets into your consciousness. And there's some tech involved where they're doing this. That's why people are they're caving in, and they're getting these kill shots. They're caving in.
Yeah.
Don't do it, people. Don't stare at commercial TV. Don't do it. Do not do it.
No, there's a lot more stuff coming through there than you know about. And that's a big part of it. The scale technology is just TV and computer screens and phone screens. And I think that's a lot of how it's delivered. And, you know, if you stay away from that stuff, it's part of the web of evil. And that's why they gave it to us. They you know, DARPA invented it and released it, and that's why they did it. So you just have to stay grounded. You have to stay in nature, and you have to stay grateful, you know, for what you have amidst all this chaos and evil.
That's a nice thought.
Grateful to
Very
Creator,
nice thought.
And thank you. We just went up to Teddy Roosevelt National Park on Wednesday. It's Free National Park Day, and it was beautiful. You know, drove through her.
It lets you in without a shot. Damn.
You're supposed to wear a mask in the visitor center because it was a, you know, it's a federal facility.
Got it.
But I just didn't go in. You just have to stay out in nature. You got to get out, and you got to stay off the screens, man, because, you know, that's the delivery method for most of the mind control.
Think of the screen as a big needle, and they're putting it right on in.
It's a big needle. Yeah. That's exactly right. It's the same as the vax. It's just more, I think, pervasive and less obvious, maybe, enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people might think, well, if I don't get the vax, they can't mind control. Well, they can.
Oh,
you know,
please,
that's all about you. It's on you. You gotta suck it up, and you gotta be a real human being and have a sense of discernment. You know, right now is very important.
Very important, Dean. Thank you. You take care of yourself. Talk to you
all
next
right,
month.
Brother, you too. You hang in there.
Okay.
Right on. We'll talk to you later, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Okay. You bet. This is the great Dean Henderson, and we'll be right back with more in just a few. Hang on.